Cloudy and generally dry. Then on Saturday, chance of showers in the afternoon. Maybe a few showers and thunderstorms Saturday evening and Saturday night with a high Saturday around 70. Then drastically colder Sunday with falling temperatures. Low temperature by Monday morning in the mid-20s, wind chill factor teens. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Hey, Montgomery, this is attorney Sarge Grubbs inviting you to our free estate planning workshop, Wills vs. Trust, on January 22nd and 25th. Call 649-4911 to register.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Celebratory gunfire on New Year's Eve was a focal point of last night's Montgomery City Council meeting. Montgomery Police Chief Ernest Finley says increasing patrols is just one way to combat this problem. City leaders have discussed drafting an ordinance that would make celebratory gunfire a misdemeanor. The Macon County Courthouse will reopen this morning after a Monday morning fire forced it to close its doors, and now county leaders are trying to figure out what records were lost. The county commission chair says 90% of records in the probate judge's office were scanned and digitized several years ago. He hopes that will cut down on their losses. The Macon County Sheriff's Office and the state fire marshal are investigating this fire. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The following is a paid program. All content is provided by Dan Morris Productions and does not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of WACV Radio, Blue Water Broadcasting, or Liberty Acquisitions 825.
At Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars, it's all about buying confidence and trust. For over 50 years, they've offered a great selection of the finest and best hand-picked cars in the area. These cars have passed a rigid multi-point inspection and are backed by value pricing and the Jack Ingram Signature Car Stamp of Approval. Choose from the largest selection of Nissan, Volkswagen, Volvo, Audi, and Porsche certified vehicles in our area, or shop hundreds of other pre-owned makes starting as low as $7,000. And if it doesn't fit in your garage or your spouse doesn't like it, you have 5 days to return it for a full refund. 5 days to drive and decide. Need another reason to shop at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars? They're the area's largest buyer of used cars. Value pricing that can't be beat. 50 plus years of service to our community, a 5-day return policy, credit options for everyone, and a huge inventory of cars, trucks, and SUVs.
Come see me, Tip James, at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars on Eastern Boulevard, or shop online at jackingram.com.
Mileage restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Confirmation hearings begin for Attorney General nominee William Barr.
I will not be bullied by anybody.
President Trump says he will never, ever back down as the government shutdown drags on.
Enough is enough. Let's find another way, not at the expense of the American people.
The news have it.
British lawmakers overwhelmingly rejected Prime Minister Theresa May's Brexit deal.
Shocking video.
A toddler is okay after falling out of a car while strapped into a car seat.
Dangerous series of storms on the move. Two systems headed for the east with snow and dangerous driving after slamming the west already.
The House today overwhelmingly passed a resolution condemning white supremacy. This was sparked by a New York Times interview in which Iowa Republican Steve King appeared to sympathize with white nationalism and supremacy.
Carol Channing, the Tony Award winner who starred as Dolly, of course, in Hello Dolly for years, died. She was in the movies and on TV, a career spanning 50 years. She was 97.
Gillette is releasing a controversial new ad that draws inspiration from the Me Too movement.
The razor company takes on toxic masculinity.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. News on 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show on a Wednesday, 272-9228. First-time callers are that Joey, the producer, know. We'll get your name in for the drawing for the Fresh Market $50 gift card. $50 gift card from Fresh Market. Plus, Sweet Creek Farm Market. Yes, that great place. Any caller can get in for a Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket. What's in that? Well, anything you put in there up to $60 value from Sweet Creek Farm Market, which is an absolute spectacular place. If you haven't been there, you need to go. Couple of other things here. Nancy Pelosi has said that the president should delay the State of the Union address. She cites security concerns. Now, I would think if somebody wants something to happen to El Presidente, it would be Nancy Pelosi.
Yeah.
You know why she's doing that? Because she knows what Trump is going to do, that he's going to be in command of Congress and standing up there and all eyes will be watching him.
Yep.
And he will own the stage. And she does not want him to own the stage. So strict. Remember, anything Nancy Pelosi does is for maintaining power, and so therefore it's political. I hope he hits a home run, and they're feeling that date sneaking up on them. Let's go to Rodney. Rodney, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Hey, Dan, Joey, how y'all doing?
We're good, and you?
Doing good. Beautiful weather.
It really is.
Yeah, it really is. Look, Dan, I had a friend of mine send me a message this morning, and along with the message, he sent to me to be very careful with the information and asked me really not to reveal too much of it. He thinks he did is he broke the code of what's going on. The first thing I'm going to say is everybody needs to be patient for the next 2 weeks. Okay? And if everybody can be patient in the next 2 weeks, the Democrats are going to gin up everything. Grandma ain't getting the insulin. People can't get their medication, planes falling out the skies and everything, because after those 2 weeks, something very dramatic is going to happen from Washington, from our president. And Dan, you had participated in the Reagan administration, correct?
Correct.
Okay, so I'm going to say one thing. And the nuts and bolts pretty much come out of the air traffic controller.
The PATCO strike.
Okay. Dan, you need to go back and look at that.
I lived it. I'm very familiar with it. Fired him.
Not that. The laws was changed. And they cap out after certain days. And those days are counting up. And when they hit that threshold, goodbye to all of them.
Well, you got to remember, in the PATCO strike, what happened is they were striking. They were not going to work. And Reagan ordered them back to work, and they refused. He fired all of them and then replaced them.
Correct. It was legislation that was passed.
No, he did that under executive order.
Okay, well, that might be correct. But is it still standing?
Well, there may have been a piece of legislation that basically ratified what he did, but he did it, and there wasn't anything they could do about it.
In 2 weeks, Trump gets everything he's doing. He's getting everything. You look back at that.
Well, I don't know how he goes back and fires him. I mean, what do you mean he gets everything?
You have to read the law. After so many days, it times out. The president can dismiss all of them completely, the whole bunch of them.
Okay, well, it's not their fault that they're not working. I mean, they're furloughed, and there's an actual government policy that was created for furloughing employees.
Correct. I understand all that, but did we put Trump in the office to drain the swamp?
Yeah, but I mean, again, why are you going to fire people who aren't showing up for work because of furloughs? I mean, that didn't make any sense.
I'm not looking at it as being fired. The government's being downsized.
Okay, that makes...
Don't we all want smaller government?
Ronnie, the answer to that question is obvious when talking to somebody like me, but how you do it is going to be important.
Right, exactly. I understand that, but, just look into that. And everybody be patient for the next 2 weeks, and we'll talk about it after that.
Okay. When we see him fire, a whole bunch of people will know
you were right. Well, maybe not fire, Dan, but you get every what you want, because this is what's going to happen. If you don't do this, then guess what? You're going to have to do it. You got a bunch of hacks over there, a bunch of leakers over there, and the EPA and everything else. And so,
so you're going to make people go to work and not pay them?
No, I want to get rid of everybody now, especially in the government, and let them stop spending all my money.
Okay.
I'm not losing my direction here. My direction is I want a smaller government, I'm more taken care of, I want to lower taxes, and Trump's knocking them out one after the other. If everybody looks at this, and I can guarantee you in 2 weeks he's going to get everything he wants to get, and if he don't, then they're going to be cleaning house, because Trump ain't going to step in. It's going to be the Democrats. It's going to be the pain for all those people losing their jobs. And they're non-essential positions, so they don't need to be replaced.
Well, we'll know in the fullness of time, Rodney. Thanks for the telephone call. Speaking of the impact of government shutdown, they had to go out to Ogden, Utah. And there's some information in the story that I looked up, and it isn't exactly accurate. Ogden, Utah, second largest city in the state of Utah.
The partial government shutdown is beginning its 26th day, with no negotiations planned to end it. A new White House analysis shows the deadlock is hurting U.S. economic growth at twice the rate previously estimated. Part of the reason? Less spending by the 800,000 federal workers who are not being paid. The U.S. Coast Guard Commandant tweeted a statement saying this: "This marks the first time in our nation's history that service members in a U.S. armed force have not been paid during a lapse in appropriations."
So unfortunate. And this morning, the administration is recalling some 50,000 federal employees to work without pay. They include flight safety workers and food inspectors, as well as nearly 60% of Internal Revenue Service staff. That's nearly 46,000 IRS employees. They're needed to handle tax returns and refunds. Carter Evans spoke with one IRS worker in Ogden, Utah, the city that has the highest concentration of federal workers in the West. Now, he found that the shutdown's impact goes far beyond the furloughed employees who live there.
Listen to this
Carter,
number.
We're seeing the ripple effects.
Behind me, the city proudly displays its slogan that it pays to live in Ogden. Well, that's pretty ironic now, considering this shutdown is causing a lot of economic damage here, and not just for the some 5,000 federal workers who call Ogden home.
5,000 federal workers that call Ogden home.
Mm-hmm.
Population of Ogden, Utah is 89,000 people. I have up on my computer the largest employers in Ogden area.
Okay.
Federal government is not even mentioned in the top five. The only governmental employer is Weber State University.
Where are they getting their number?
I don't know, because I tried to find it. I even asked Google how many federal employees are there in Ogden, Utah. So let's keep going with the story.
Sandwiched between federal buildings, normally bustling businesses like Anna Davidson's restaurant are now practically empty.
Every week that it goes on longer, it gets slower, and it's just disheartening. 90% of downtown relies on the federal workers that are down here for breakfast and lunch.
Business is down by half, forcing her to dig into savings to pay her employees. Furloughed IRS employee Emily Roush has gone from dining downtown to delivering meals for DoorDash, driving a car with a broken heater, and taking home a quarter of her normal salary.
It's not going to pay all the bills, but at least it's going to buy us groceries and put gas in our vehicles. So,
whatever it takes.
Whatever it takes, yeah.
With so many not getting a paycheck at all, Ogden Mayor Mike Caldwell says the local economy is struggling.
People that would typically come down here and go to movies and take their families out are finding ways they can really cut their expenses.
Ogden might have to do that too. Declining sales leads to a loss of tax revenue, which could mean cutbacks for this city of nearly 90,000.
It could be in the millions of dollars, which would be devastating for a community our size. So it's a big, big deal.
A big deal with no end in sight. The president says he's holding out for funding for his proposed border wall and predicted the shutdown could last for months.
I'm hoping that they come to an agreement and we just get back to work.
Later today, some 300 IRS workers here in Ogden will start getting calls to come back to work, but they're still not going to be paid. Emily tells us if she gets the call to come back to work, she's still going to have to keep her second job because she's got to keep some sort of money coming in.
Okay. So as a financial guy, notice how he said it's going to be loss of millions of dollars of money and revenues that are there. Notice that they do not take into account that the House has passed and the president has signed that they'll get their back pay. So they just don't have it now. Then you're going to have this infusion of a large amount of money with pent-up demand that happens once they get these checks. But notice they did not mention that.
Right.
Did not mention that at all. So this is how the media plays these things. Got to go way out there to go find these places. So, are you a Netflix person?
Yeah, we use Netflix.
Guess what?
Oh, no.
They're going up in price.
Oh.
But the stock actually went up on this news.
Well, Netflix is hitting viewers with the biggest price hike in its history. Monthly subscriptions are going up by 13 to 18%. The most popular plan will now cost about $156 a year. New Netflix users are already being charged the higher prices. Existing customers will see them phased in over the next few months. Wired editor-in-chief and CBS News contributor Nick Thompson takes a closer look at subscription services like Netflix and how they don't seem to have trouble keeping customers even after price hikes.
Netflix has made big bets on lots of original programming to set itself apart from its competitors. Yesterday, the company's stock price soared almost $22 to nearly $355 per share, reflecting Wall Street's belief that higher prices won't upset consumers.
From TV shows like Stranger Things, Orange is the New Black,
told you to stay on the boat,
to movies like Bird Box, Netflix has been churning out hit after hit after hit. While all that original content draws in new subscribers, it also costs a lot to produce, as Netflix subscribers are finding out. Its most expensive monthly plan now costs $16. Compare that to $12 for Hulu, $9 for Amazon Prime Video, and $10 for CBS All Access, offered by the parent company of CBS News.
This is the fourth price hike over the last 5 years, and people keep paying.
Financial analyst Rick Munoris says Netflix is the world's largest premium video service, with nearly 150 million subscribers. Its membership has almost tripled since 2014. Even though the price of its standard plan has gone up nearly 63%.
It's going to be worth the increase.
Well, I mean, I guess I'll have to come to that decision. But even at the highest rate, what do they say, $156 a year, that's a lot cheaper than cable.
Or going to movies.
Yes. I mean, this is always the game.
Do you use Hulu?
Yes, but one of my roommates pays for that one. I pay for the Netflix. And this is always the game with subscription services, is that you might go through periods where you're using it a lot, and other periods like, why am I paying for this crap? And that's, I think, why probably their stock goes up. Once you hook people into subscriptions, even if they're not using the service, they're still paying. Right now, I consider it worth it, because, again, I only pay for internet access. I don't pay for cable. So, you know, it's starting to get more expensive than I remember, you know, $9.99, if not cheaper. But this is not a big hit. And I think they understand a 13% increase, when you say it that way, it's not going to be a huge hit for a monthly fee. I think a lot of people will stick around.
Netflix is down now $2.54 at $352, down only 0.75%. But it actually went up yesterday on the news of this. News Talk 93.1. We have more Netflix. Are you going to get hit? Going to be back right after this.
Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV. We'll be right back. Do You Get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes? Three men and a lady. Mornings 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Advertising drives the local economy. If you own a business, radio advertising creates and keeps traffic coming into your business and keeps you top of mind. Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help you grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Not all electricians are created equal. Some are more interested in making money than doing what's right for the customer. Well, not so at Mr. Electric of Montgomery. At Mr. Electric, their goal is to provide a safe home for your family. You can trust the experts at Mr. Electric of Montgomery to explain any problem thoroughly. Then take action to correct it in the most budget-friendly way possible. Mr. Electric offers upfront pricing, appointments on your schedule, and affordable financing options. When you have an electrical problem, don't put your home or family at risk. Call the licensed professionals at Mr. Electric of Montgomery, where
many people here in the Montgomery area are looking for a new dentist. Some of you may have just moved into the area, or your dentist may be about to retire, or maybe it's just too hard to get an appointment with your dentist. The Dan Morris Show has a personal recommendation just for you. Dr. Dan Hudson of Bell Road Family Dentistry. He is a sole practitioner dentist with a heart for his patients. Maybe you need a checkup, or you may need to have crowns or cosmetic dentistry. Dr. Dan Hudson can handle your case. He is a complete dentist who has the latest and most up-to-date dental equipment. It can do crowns in just one appointment, saving you time and money. But the real secret of Dr. Dan Hudson's success is his staff. You'll love the staff of Bell Road Family Dentistry. You aren't just a patient number, but a part of the family of the Bell Road Family Dentistry practice. You'll love this former member of the Special Forces who is dedicated to your dental health. Call 395-6695 to set up a consultative appointment. Dr. Dan Hudson, Bell Road Family Dentistry, 395-6695. He will make your smile.
If you have a pool, you know about needing help with it from time to time. I have found that company for you, Fagan Pool Service. They're a Regal Chemical dealer. They've been in business over 40 years. Regal Chemicals are the very top of the line. This is family-owned, father-son duo. They handle all repairs such as pool liners, pumps, motors, filters, salt generators, leak detection, you name it. American run by two veterans, so you can trust they know the importance of hard work, dedication, and integrity.
Has your pool lost its fun? We keep you in the swim of things. Call 201-1819, 201-1819, Fagan Pool Service.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV, News Talk 93.1.
Hmm. 272-9228, that's where we are. Let's go to Otis. Hey, Otis, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hey, Dan, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. So you're a first-time caller, huh?
First-time caller, long-time listener.
Otis, tell me a little bit about yourself.
Used to be a truck driver, kind of got away from that. Then my wife got sick. I'm just a local delivery guy right here in town for auto parts.
How long have you been listening to the show?
Since the first day you came on with Don Markwell.
Really?
I discovered talk radio right after 9/11, and I haven't turned it off since.
Well, I am so glad, Otis. That makes me feel very, very good that you listen to my show.
What I was calling it about.
Yes, sir.
Over the past, say, 3 years, my spectrum just going up, up, and up. So I made a decision just to get rid of it. I was running my phone, my internet, and 4 TVs with my cable box. My doggone rate had got up so high, I just couldn't afford to pay it no more.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, I do what Joey does now. What I did, I went to just an Amazon Fire Stick, which cost me $54. I added Hulu to get the local channels. Then Spectrum still wanted to pay, starting me off with a $20 plan. Then it went up another $25. So I got rid of it completely. A friend of mine came over and broke my Fire Stick for me. Anything that screens on the internet, I can pick up. And it's Showtime, HBO, Star, everything. And I have four other additional apps that I download. I watch cowboy movies. I can go all the way back in the 1950s and pick up old John Wayne movies. I was just watching Who Shot when they...
Liberty Valance.
Liberty Valance.
Great,
I was watching that the other morning. So... that table had just got so outrageous, I just had to get rid of it. And right now with just my internet and phone and just watching my Fire Sticks on all four TVs, I only pay $54 a month.
It's pretty good. Now, tell me about, it's called Fire Stick?
It's a Amazon Fire Stick. You purchase from Amazon.
Okay.
And it just hooks up straight to your TV. You don't need cable wire. It's strictly all you need is your internet. And it draws straight out of your internet.
So what all can you watch on Fire Stick?
Anything you want.
You can you can do like YouTube and Netflix and Hulu and all those different apps.
Yep, you can go to Kodi. I got about 30 different apps on there. And you can watch just about anything you want. Just about every new movie that comes out, give it 1 week, it's on that Fire Stick. You can go to an app and pull it down and show just like it's at the movie.
Wow. Well, you just saw me something new, Otis.
Yep.
Otis, I've got your name in the drawing for the Fresh Market $50 gift card. Have you been to Fresh Market before, Otis?
I have, and I love going in there because every time, I'm a big grill out person like you, but I love the colossal shrimp and those sweet peppers. That's like an every other week thing for me.
Ooh, I like that. They have the bone-in ribeye that's on sale today, and it's premium. It is really good. That's what I had last weekend. I'm glad that it's still on sale, so you may want to take a shot at that.
Okay.
You have a good one, my friend. Thanks for calling.
You too. Thank you. Have a good day.
You too. Well, see, I learned something new today, Joey, son.
Indeed.
Let's go to a break. I'm back right after this.
Your news talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
The best things in life are free, but you can give them to the birds and bees.
From our super secret studios at a super cool radio station near you, it's the Health and Wealth Show. Now here's your host, the money man with the money plan, it's David Ernest.
Hello, this is David Ernest inviting you to Folcarelli's Pizza every Thursday night starting at 6:30 p.m. And you will be able to sit down with me and Rusty and talk about anything you want to talk about. All you've got to say is the magic words, let's eat. Call me at 279-7431.
And don't forget the Health and Wealth Show weekday evenings at 7 here on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
News. I'm Steve Rappaport. ISIS claiming responsibility for an explosion that killed several U.S. troops in Syria.
More proof today that ISIS has not been defeated in Syria despite the pronouncement from the president in a tweet last month. The U.S. military says they've begun removing equipment from Syria. But again, this is more proof that the war continues. In fact, just in the last few weeks, there have been over 1,000 strikes, both U.S. artillery and airstrikes in Syria.
Fox's Lucas Tomlinson at the Pentagon. Day 26 of the partial government shutdown with no end in sight.
A bipartisan group of senators is urging President Trump to support a short-term spending bill of just 3 weeks to give Congress time to develop and vote on border security funding. President Trump so far has not signaled support for any bill to fully reopen the government without border wall funding.
Fox's Jared Halpern on Capitol Hill. Democrats argue a border wall is too expensive and not practical. This is Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Gulf Coast Supply, the most trusted name in metal roofing solutions. Call them today at 694-6695.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Nicest day of the week underway with mostly sunny skies and a high temperature up around 59. That's not bad in January, considering we have big changes ahead. Not quite as cold tonight. Increasing clouds, overnight low 38. Tomorrow, a slight chance of showers by afternoon. Let's say late afternoon, especially, and maybe some spotty showers tomorrow night. High tomorrow, 61. Then upper 60s on Friday, in between storm systems, mostly cloudy and generally dry. Then on Saturday, chance of showers in the afternoon. Maybe a few showers and thunderstorms Saturday evening and Saturday night, with a high Saturday around 70, then drastically colder Sunday with falling temperatures. Low temperature by Monday morning in the mid-20s, wind chill factor teens. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Heirloom Jewelers, specializing in antique and estate jewelry, diamonds, high-end watches, and more. Buy, sell, and trade with Heirloom Jewelers on Vaughn Road. And find Heirloom Jewelers on Facebook.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228, that's where we are. Tammy Amy, huh?
Indeed.
Tammy Amy, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show. How are you today, my friend?
I am doing very well. I'm doing better now that you consider me a friend. That really means the world to me.
My pleasure.
Just to jump off of what Rodney was speaking about, have you heard of the term RIF, reduction in force?
I have.
All right, that applies to what he was talking about. Isn't there a 30-day go-no-go period of time that then they can actually start laying these employees off, both the good and the bad?
You can do a reduction of force, but there has to be a reason you're doing a reduction of force. Tell me what the end game is.
Well, the article that I was able to peruse, they were describing that there's that 30-day window in there that if this shutdown lasts 30 days, then it opens up options that you can actually start laying people off legally. I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm sure there'll be lawsuits in that coming, but there's something. It was something related to the reduction in force.
Okay, yeah, the reduction in force rule is that, and I see where you guys are going with this now. Reduction in force is defined as separation from employment due to the lack of funds, lack of work, redesign or elimination of a position, or reorganization of the department within.
Exactly. And I think that is President Trump's way of fulfilling that promise of draining the swamp, reducing the size of government. At least that's what I'm hanging my hat on.
Boy, I tell you what, that would be talk about an unpopular move. I'm not sure how the public nor the employees would perceive that.
Yeah, I guess with every action, there'd be a reaction, but he would definitely have my vote.
Well, it's going to be, here's something in looking at this as a former person who was in the federal government. People are not really feeling, the people who are feeling it are the people who are not getting paychecks. The people who, there's a small percentage of people that they're going out and finding that need to do FHA loans and things like that, but it's not a big number that's out there. So people are basically being unscathed by the shutdown. The question is, will they kind of go, well, maybe we need to right-size, and I use that term intentionally, government, and we need to find where the right size is for government.
Yeah, and that makes sense. That's probably a better term on the right size, depending on what we're looking at. But I'd like to also add that the private sector is being impacted by this governmental shutdown. It's the contractors and their employees. Right. They're not going to work, and they are not getting paid. These other non-essential that are furloughed, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, sir, you definitely have more experience,
well,
more knowledge.
My son, for example, he is an employee with a company that has a contract with the federal government. He's still going to work.
Okay. All right. Well, then that kind of, you started off with a good thing, call me a friend, but now you kind of kicked my rear end.
No, I haven't.
I'm only kidding with you. But at least that was my understanding on the articles I read with respect to the contracted side. Because, you know, the furloughed employees, they're still going to get their money.
Yeah.
The ones that are going to work are going to get their money. And no doubt about it. And, you know, for me, someone looking for employment, I see this as a good thing because now I'm applying. You know, okay, if it means me waiting a month or 2 months to get my first paycheck, being in that governmental side, I think that's a great, I would take it. I'd take it every day.
Oh, no. Well, let me tell you, when I was in Washington, I looked it up, there were 33 government shutdowns when I was there, and people do take vacations during that time. I just got a text from someone who is a government contractor on a military reservation here in Montgomery and says that the contract is for piece-specific. In other words, it's not an hourly contract. They have to complete a operation, and then they get paid on that operation that they finish. So they're just going through, and they're going to finish that operation. Then when government reopens, they're going to deliver it, and then, boom, they're going to get paid.
That's money in the bank, then. That's what they're recognizing it as. Absolutely.
So now I'm not sure. That is a contract delivery specific, and is for programming
right
here in Montgomery.
Right. That makes perfect sense. And one other thing, and I'll jump off the air.
Sure.
With what Otis told you about that fire stick,
mm-hmm.
I picked up that someone came and jailbroke that stick of his, because there is a subscription for that. You know, you understand what I'm saying? That, you know, some type of programming came in and they broke that stick to bypass the subscription side. I mean, before, you may want to look into it if you're looking at purchasing one of those. You know, buyer beware and all.
Yeah, I don't like what I pay, but it's necessary for what I do because I have to have so much digital recording. I tape about somewhere in the neighborhood about 10 hours worth of news a day.
And quite honestly, please don't lose your subscription. If you don't have the money, I'll send money in to you, because I went back to digital antenna. So, you know, the MSN and the CNN, I get all my information from you. So please, I'll send you a couple bucks a month, right, to help you with your subscription, because I need it, because I'm entertained by it. But that's me personally.
You know, it's really interesting that you said that. I hear all the time, they go, Dan, I used to watch network news, but I don't anymore because I know you're going to deliver the content from that with your commentary, so I don't need to do it and sit there and try to figure it out myself. I get to hear it and then hear your commentary on it.
Yeah, but I'm on the other side of the coin, meaning that I don't have the financial side in regards to, I'm making a conscious decision of not paying it,
mm-hmm.
meaning that if I could pay it, I would, because, you know, there's more information, and sir, you are on the ball. But there's also things that, you know, come out on there and other comments that are made that you miss because you're only allotted so many, you know, so many hours, I'm sure. But, you know, I'm looking at it just, I did it for financial reasons for myself, to save that $140 a month for the cable bill and everything else.
That makes sense to me. But,
all right. Well, thank you very much for your time. I appreciate you taking my call. You guys have yourself a great day.
You too. Well, I guess we're going to finish the Netflix second portion here and then get into Christian Gillibrand and the L.A. teacher strike. There are four U.S. Servicemen who were killed in the ISIS attack in Syria.
It's a monthly plan. It is something that you sort of just set it and forget it, like many other monthly subscription services. It's almost an afterthought when you're scouring your credit card bill and that $12.99 a month comes around. You're usually fine with it.
Minoris believes most customers will continue paying for Netflix.
Welcome to prison.
So long as the company keeps delivering hits.
There will come a point where people say, no mas. But until they get to that point, you're going to see Netflix nickel and dime about every year or so and adjust their prices higher.
In a statement, a Netflix spokesman said, "We change pricing from time to time as we continue investing in great entertainment. Its members will get 30 days notice via email before they start getting their higher monthly bills."
So we know Wall Street liked the news because it shows that the company is investing in new content. Is there a ceiling, though, for when subscribers will finally say, as that analyst said, no mas?
Of course.
I think so, particularly because they're raising their prices right before they're about to get a whole bunch of new competitors. We don't know what Apple is about to offer. Disney's going to pull its content from Netflix. There's something coming from AT&T, so it's about to get hairier, but the prices are going up.
But is the price increase really that much? I mean, Trevor was making a joke about it, but it has been a problem with people taking other people's passwords. Not that I would know anything about that. But it has been a problem. They've been losing money with people sort of taking other people's accounts.
Well, for what Netflix offers, if they can continue offering hit after hit,
you get a lot of bang for your buck with Netflix.
It's a good price, and that's why part of the reason why Wall Street was so excited. Also, nobody knows how to cancel any of their subscriptions anyway, right. And so there's a sense that you can increase the prices, and even if people are upset.
Is it unreasonable, Nick, is my question to you.
Is the price unreasonable?
Yes.
I think people will start to notice, because if subscription fees go up and your salary doesn't go up and it stays the same, people will have to make decisions about what they're going to pay for.
Especially if there are other options to choose from.
There are other options to choose from. Well, when you're making a decision on $4 a month, I don't think that's a real difficult decision to make.
Right.
By the way, they're doing a report from Atlanta Airport, and they're talking about they're going to be bringing in TSA people to support the Atlanta Airport during Super Bowl weekend. They normally do 260,000 passengers daily. And on a busy weekend, they'll do somewhere right at 1 million. They're expecting for Super Bowl weekend, the traffic to be at 1.5 million people going through Atlanta Airport for that weekend.
That gum.
Or as we say in the South, damn!
Yeah, I wrote a report that I didn't see it, but apparently Senator Johnny Isaacson, he's usually pretty quiet and the quiet gentleman of the Senate,
right,
got up and gave a very impassioned speech. And now, he didn't throw Trump under the bus, but you can tell he's worried about that exact issue at the Atlanta airport and the Super Bowl coming up.
The busiest airport in the world.
Yeah.
It remains the busiest at a landmark 104 million passengers passing through that. That's incredible.
I do find it, the few times I've flown out of Atlanta, how remarkable it is for the amount of people, how smoothly it operates. It's impressive.
It really is. You know, what happened with that, it wasn't, if you've ever flown into LaGuardia or JFK or even Newark, which I would not recommend, or O'Hare.
I've only been to Newark once.
Those are old airports they kept adding to. Atlanta was a ground-up design. It was built to be a regional hub. It was built to do exactly what it's doing right now. And all they had to do is add, I think they've added two runways to it. But it's a piece of marvel, the way they did the metro and the way they did the terminals and how they're spaced and how planes can get in and out. It really was that... The book that I forgot the name of it that I read, but it was talking about the story of building it. It's a really remarkable concept. Okay, so let's do this. Let's pick up some regular news so we can hear what these guys are saying. So let's listen to Nancy Cordes talking about the William Barr hearing.
President Trump's nominee for attorney general is defending Robert Mueller's Russia investigation, saying he will let it finish. William Barr repeatedly promised senators during yesterday's confirmation hearing that he will be independent.
I will not be bullied into doing anything I think is wrong. If I was ever asked to do something that I thought was unlawful and directed to do that, I wouldn't do it, and I would resign rather than do it.
Nancy Cordes is on Capitol Hill outside the room where the hearing continues today. Nancy, good morning to you. What did Mr. Barr say about making the special counsel's report public yesterday?
Well, he was actually asked about that, Gail, over and over again, and he said he was committed to transparency, but he would not commit to releasing Mueller's findings in full at the end of the investigation. He said that he and Mueller are longtime friends, that he doesn't believe that Mueller is on a witch hunt, as the president so often claims. But last June, Barr did send an unsolicited memo to DOJ officials slamming the Mueller investigation, which caused some Democrats to openly wonder in the hearing if he's already biased against the investigation. Now, Barr wouldn't commit to recusing himself from the investigation. He said that is up to him, not DOJ ethics officials, but still the chair of this committee does expect him to be confirmed.
He'll be confirmed by a lot, and anybody who's voting against him is doing it for political purposes. Byron York is going to be talking about the shutdown.
Here's the tweet from the president. It is becoming more and more obvious that the radical Democrats are a party of open borders and crime. They want nothing to do with major humanitarian crisis on our southern border. Hashtag 2020. Both sides, I would argue, are still in their respective corners, Byron.
They are. As a matter of fact, I think what we've seen in the last 24 hours is that some Democrats have painted themselves into a corner as much as the president has. The president tried to do an end run around the Democratic House leadership this week, invited a number of members of the House over to the White House for lunch. They unanimously refused, would not come, which makes them appear somewhat intransigent. So that may have something to do with the fact that members of this Problem Solvers Caucus, this is a group of centrist, bipartisan group of House members, are going to the White House to meet with the president today. The problem is they don't have any power. The Republicans are in the minority, and the Democrats are not the Democratic leadership. So we'll see if anything results from this.
Doesn't seem like problem solvers have had a very good track record as of late.
There appear to be a lot of problems, yes.
In our nation's capital. Okay. The polling suggests what, Byron? Is it moving one way or the other?
Well, I think one of the reasons you've seen such Democratic firmness is that we had a whole bunch of polls come out over the weekend that show the public blames President Trump and the Republicans for the shutdown much more than they blame Democrats. So Democrats can see that they're winning right now, and they can be completely firm and intransigent, and so far they're not getting any blame. Now, if that situation were to change and the public began to blame both sides equally for this, well, then that might change the Democratic position.
Position is what he was going to say right there. So Byron is going to get into, well, let's go to a break. He's going to get into the 2020 races for the Dems. It's going to be fun.
The Dan Morris Show.
Turn on. Tune in.
News Talk 93.1 FM.
Broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hey, Tammy, let me tell you about how to bring in those big deer.
Randy, I know how to attract the big bucks.
Aha, very funny. At Prattville Farm Center, we've been helping hunters be successful for over 35 years.
We have the products, supplies, and knowledge you need to get those big bucks.
That's right, Tammy. We don't believe in gimmicks or magic seed. We just believe in sound planting practices that work.
So come see us today at 1154 South Memorial Drive in Prattville.
Now that we're done talking about those big bucks, how about those cute does?
Montgomery Area HelpWanted.com presents the world's worst boss. The one who posts jobs on huge national job sites looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
Dave, do you know why we're getting applications from jugglers and tightrope walkers?
I just posted on a national job site that this job can be a balancing act and you'll have to juggle many tasks.
But the job is for head of accounting. Some of the applicants include lion tamers.
Have you met the guys in accounting? They're animals.
Don't be a Dave. Find your perfect local employee at Montgomery Area HelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
That's where we are. You guys will get a kick out of this. Nancy Pelosi said is requesting that the president for the January 29th State of the Union that be canceled and substituted with, ready for this, written remarks are rescheduled until after the current border security funding dispute is resolved. Which is code for he's going to kick our butts while he's standing up there. And she knows it. Mo Brooks is commenting on it and saying that Nancy Pelosi's letter is childish, partisan, political stunt that undermines bipartisanship at the time America needs it the most. How about that? Go get him, Mo!
Strong words there.
I like that a lot out here. Folks, let me tell you, we've been talking to you about carbon monoxide poisoning possibly at your house. Let me tell you what you can do. You can call Mr. Electric, and they will install a carbon monoxide monitor for you in your home. That's a heck of a deal. So, it's one of those things that can be can sneak up on you and literally can kill you. We've lost a couple of families here that due to carbon monoxide poisoning. Some fairly noted family is one of them, the Youngs from Young Farm. So I'm going to give you a telephone number so you can call them and ask about pricing for carbon monoxide detectors. So you're going to call them, and I think Danielle is going to be answering the phone at 334-269-8886, 269-8886. Order your carbon monoxide poisoning detector so nothing bad will happen to you. Let me tell you, that's not very much money for possibly saving your life. Take advantage of that. Mr. Electric, you need to have the number in your phone anyhow, because they have 7-day-a-week, 24-hour-a-day emergency service. 334-269-8886. Mr. Electric. Let's do this. Whoa. Let's go to Byron York talking about the Dems in 2020.
Meantime, 2020 is on the focus each and every day, isn't it? We had another one enter last night. Stephen Colbert apparently is the place to go. Here's Kristen Gillibrand, the senator from New York, last night. Give it a moment and watch.
Do you have anything you would like to announce?
Yes. I'm filing an exploratory committee for President of the United States tonight.
Well, that was from last night. We have, what, four possible candidates on Colbert. Gillibrand, I mentioned, Kamala Harris last week, Julian Castro, and Senator Bernie Sanders going back a couple weeks. Here's what I want to know is the field we knew would be large, Byron, but it grows by one every day at the moment.
It is the Stephen Colbert primary at the moment, but what we've seen with Elizabeth Warren, with Kirsten Gillibrand, with Julian Castro, is at Tulsi Gabbard. We have seen a number of the smaller candidates come in, with the exception of Warren, who's a bigger player. And we still haven't seen what's going to happen with Bernie Sanders or what's going to happen with Joe Biden and lots of others. But I think the thing to remember about this is there really is no front runner. People would say, well, Joe Biden would be the front runner if he comes in. Sherrod Brown, by the way, announced that he's going to Iowa this morning, so he'll probably do something there. But what we don't know now is what candidate will emerge to capture the imagination of Democratic voters, something like Beto O'Rourke did on a state and national level in the Texas Senate race. I don't think you can look at any of the existing candidates and say, well, that one is the front runner, because right now somebody is probably going to emerge and sort of mesmerize Democrats. We just don't know who that is.
The piece of Kirsten Gillibrand announcing and doing it on Colbert did her no good at all. The way she handled it, said, do you have something to announce? Yes, I do. It didn't come across strong. It didn't come across noteworthy. It came across almost like little schoolgirl type thing.
Right, and did you see the Washington Post did an interview with Beto O'Rourke? And almost every answer, and there were a lot, he literally said, I don't know, like on immigration.
Former congressman, wasn't he?
I think he's a current one, 6 years in. And they asked him, he made the point that you often hear in this immigration debate, that most of the people in the country illegally have simply overstayed their visas and entered legally, which is true. And so the follow-up, and it was a good question by the Washington Post reporter, the follow-up was, well, how do you solve that? And his answer? I don't know. On bringing troops home, he's like, well, I'm not sure. Could be good, but I don't have enough information. Pretty much all the interviews showed this guy is all Instagram videos and smiles and quips, not, you know, real substance.
Well, I picked that up on the Cruz Francis debate.
Right.
And he just didn't have the substance. And I had a sense that he kind of knew the questions that were coming for some reason, but he still didn't have a lot of substance in there. So that's going to be a problem. Folks, I want to remind you that this hour is brought to you by Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars. Looking for a used car can be very tricky, but not at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars. Go see Tip Tames, Eric, Lynn, Danielle, the whole gang. They are going to take very, very good care of you. They're taking care of me on a personal basis, my family, on several family members. Take advantage of it, folks. They are a great group of people out there from a great family name of Jack Ingram, making a Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars. Joey, I want to thank you for a great show.
Good show today.
Guys, be good. Be safe. Be back tomorrow at 12 o'clock, and I keep doing it until I get it right. Greg Budell, the great. He's next. Adios.